relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Did Mark Davis use somebody else's studio? I'm confused. He guest hosted for me on Thursday and Friday. Great to be back, by the way. Sebastian Gorka here. And he sent me some text. He said, Jeff, Chad, and Eric were wonderful. What? Which Chad, Eric, and Jeff is he talking? I don't know. Well done, guys. I caught a little bit of it on my travels. Mark did a superb job. One of us, one of the team here, says he may be their favorite guest host. Shall not be revealed. Until later. That's called a tease. Don't touch the dial for the next 3 hours. I don't know how Jeff did it. Maybe because Mark Davis was on and he thought he'd, you know, lure me back with some amazing content. Lou Dobbs will be with us today. Matt Gaetz, for the first time in, I don't know, at least a month, his first interview over that little brouhaha. We're going to talk to both Matt, Lou, Lee Smith as well. The great John Milius's progeny, Amanda Milius, will be in studio. And then somebody who's running for the Senate from Pennsylvania, who I heartily, heartily support, Kathy Barnett, will be with us. But first, serious stuff. I have in front of me regulations from the Department of Justice on serving a warrant and searching the property of an attorney. There are special regulations for how you search somebody, not just in regard to their Fourth Amendment rights, but if they're a doctor, a priest, or an attorney, there are special requirements for obvious reasons, one of them being attorney-client privilege. And I want to share these with you so you understand what happened last Wednesday. In order, quote, to avoid impinging on valid attorney-client relationships, prosecutors are expected to take the least intrusive approach consistent with vigorous and effective law enforcement when evidence is sought from an attorney actively engaged in the practice of law, such as Rudy Giuliani, such as Victoria Tunsing, whose offices and homes were raided last week by the FBI. Consideration should be given to obtaining information from other sources, meaning not using a warrant, or through the use of a subpoena, where you don't bang down the door at 6 a.m., but you say, would you please produce these documents or these pieces of hardware? Unless such efforts could compromise the criminal investigation or prosecution, or could result in the obstruction or destruction of evidence, or would otherwise be ineffective. So what we have here, let me be patently obvious for you. They went for option C, the most intrusive method, which is physical warrant of the property, unwarning, lack of warning. Why? Because the only reason they could do that is if they suspected destruction of property. The mayor of New York, who saved New York, attorney to the president of the United States, they're saying the DOJ, the prosecutors, suspected that Rudy Giuliani or Victoria Tansing would destroy the phones and laptops that they wanted in their investigation of a Foreign Agent Registration Act transgression. The FARA allegations, which have never led to anybody getting more than a slap on the wrist in serious cases. But this time, they had to actually do a surprise warrant. And here's the most galling of all. If you follow the swamp, underneath the passage I just read from the DOJ's regulations for how you get evidence from attorneys, so you don't touch upon the other clients, you don't impinge upon a priest's confidentiality with those who he has relations with in terms of confession, reconciliation, or doctors in terms of private health information. It says after that passage, block letters, note, capitalized, prior approval for such a warrant must be obtained from the Attorney General or the Assistant Attorney General. Who cares? We know Merrick Garland is a puppet. He's a cretin who thinks that terrorism doesn't happen after dark. We know the Attorney General is a cretinous liberal. But who's the deputy? Who's his number two? A woman who I'm familiar with because of my past life. You know that I dealt in counterterrorism issues for decades. Obama's Homeland Security advisor, the woman who was the architect of Obama's disastrous counterterrorism policy that saw the rise of ISIS, that saw atrocity after atrocity occur in America, whether it's in a bicycle path in Manhattan, whether it's in a nightclub or an office in San Bernardino. That person was Lisa Monaco. What happened just over a week ago here in D.C. on Capitol Hill? Lisa Monaco, like one of those zombies from The Walking Dead, like the creature from the Blue Lagoon, came up through the water, came up from the swamp to be blessed once more, to be anointed on the forehead by the Senate as the Deputy Attorney General. Yes. Yes, the person who has to approve of these kinds of raids against attorneys like Rudy Giuliani and Victoria Tansing. And here's the kicker, my friends. It didn't make it into the news. Barely a blip. I'll be discussing it on my TV show on Newsmax. You can bet your bottom dollar. When this woman, who was responsible for one of the most disastrous national security policies since September the 11th, was approved as Deputy Attorney General by every stinking senator on Capitol Hill, bar two. Two. We are in a situation when conservatives are being targeted relentlessly, not just by social media, by big tech, by the fake news legacy lying media, but by law enforcement, by the FBI. An administration in which I served in was targeted by the CIA and the FBI and the NSA. And every Republican senator except two said, oh, Lisa Monaco's back. How lovely. I'll vote for her. She screwed it up so well last time with ISIS. Let's make her the number two in Biden's DOJ. Every Republican except two. Lisa Monaco, who likely signed off on this outrage, this disgrace against Rudy Giuliani and Victoria Tansing, got 98-2 in the Senate. Who demurred? Who said no? I'll give you one guess. Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. Do we have our work cut out for us? But it's okay, because we've already won, and we never give up. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and it's good to be back. Relief Factor, are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to fail to find relief? Then you've got to try this product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot that is providing daily relief to tens of thousands of Americans, me included. See the incredible video testimonials of real Relief Factor customers at relieffactor.com and then find out for yourself if this is the answer for you. All you have to do is order the 3-week quick starter pack. It costs just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. Imagine that. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. You deserve to find out. You know it makes sense. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Who worked for Donald Trump is now being persecuted by the federal government. His house was searched yesterday. His office was searched yesterday. Here's the press camped out in front of his apartment. I think they're trying to do to him what they have done to so many people who have associated with President Trump. Criminalize them. Joseph Stalin said, "Show me the man, I'll show you the crime." Take a look at this. The government, they've tried to smear anybody who's associated with Donald Trump. And they try to get him in trouble for all kinds of things that have nothing to do often with Donald Trump. And that brings me back to Rudy Giuliani. You think Joe Biden and the DOJ, which we know can be very, very political, might they be thinking about him, trying to get him?
An incredible graphic. If you're listening on the radio, you need to subscribe right now to our Rumble channel, the video channel, and watch that graphic from my colleague at Newsmax, Greg Kelly. It's rumble.com/Seb Gorka, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Somebody who's written not the book on the issue. He's written both of the books on the issue. He has written The Plot Against the President. We'll have the director of the movie that was made on the basis of that film, Amanda Milius, with us in the third hour. And the latest is the permanent coup. Lee Smith, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Seb Gorka, for inviting me on today. I really appreciate it. Great to be speaking with you.
So, did you think, let me posit the naive question, did you think that after the election was quote-unquote won last year, do you think, did you have any expectations, Lee Smith, that they'd just ratchet it back, they'd ease off the throttle and they'd stop using the intelligence services and federal law enforcement to intimidate conservatives?
No, I knew by 2019... when the plot against the president was published, and as this seemed to be winding up and it looked like Bill Barr and John Durham were actually doing their job, I knew that if they didn't do their job, that if they didn't get people, if people didn't pay, they were not held accountable. The next administration, whenever that would be, the next Democratic administration would take revenge on Donald Trump and his allies, and that's precisely what we're seeing happening here. So part of this is certainly must, the responsibility lays at John Durham's feet and William Barr's feet. This is a very, very vindictive organization, the what we used to refer to as the Democratic Party. It's a Politburo at this point, so they're looking for revenge, and that's what they're doing.
So I have it from a specific source that the FBI agents who actually served these warrants last week were very deferential and apologized and said that we're big fans, but it doesn't matter. They executed the warrants, and I'm prepared. You know, call me as a character witness. We're going to get Rudy on the show. The idea, Lee, that they went after America's mayor, the man who stood New York back on its feet after 9/11 on a spurious foreign agent registration act transgression, doesn't it smack also of desperation?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you make a very good point about him being America's mayor, but there's something else as well. I mean, at a certain point, he may still be most famous former prosecutor in DOJ history.
Yes.
Remember that it was Rudy Giuliani who rolled up the mafia in New York City. I mean, this was a great prosecutor, and that's how he became mayor of the city, his reputation as a prosecutor. So I'm sure that there are certain FBI agents who are regretful that they have to participate in this operation. Nonetheless, again, as I may have said before in conversation with you, at a certain point, we have to turn around and we have to say, well, look, we keep hearing about all these great guys on the line of the FBI. Nonetheless, this is what they're participating in now. So either you sign off or you sign out. And people are going to need to make serious choices about what's going on, the direction of this country, because right now the FBI is being used as an instrument to target political opponents. So, you know, I mean, people have choices in front of them, and the time to make those choices is now.
So you are the author of numerous books that mapped the deep state. People need to follow you on Twitter right now, Lee Smith, D.C. Lee, let me ask you with regards to the last issue we discussed. Isn't it interesting that we've had 4 years of incessant anonymous leaks and whistleblowers, the Vindman phenomena? But when it comes to the targeting, the illegal targeting of conservatives, whether it's the Russia hoax, whether it's the tax returns, or whether it's now these absolutely absurd FARA accusations against Rudy and against Victoria, Lee, why are there no whistleblowers or anonymous leaks? I mean, Hunter Biden is allegedly being investigated right now by the FBI for some kind of organized crime or some kind of investigation, but there hasn't been one leak from that.
Yeah. Well, my argument from the beginning of this has been there was never an investigation of Hunter Biden. Is that this was meant to get people off the hook and meant to make it look like something real was happening. There was never any investigation of Hunter Biden, and I think that we have pretty conclusive evidence now. There was never any investigation of Hunter Biden. Because the man that they served warrants to last week, search warrants to last week, Rudy Giuliani, was the man who found, the man who helped put forth in front of the public, Hunter Biden's laptop. So that should tell you what a Hunter Biden investigation is. Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. I mean, it's a Politburo. They're targeting the opposition party. They're using U.S. taxpayer resources to target the opposition party. And for what? I mean, again, it's not just to go after a Donald Trump ally. It's to go after Rudy Giuliani specifically. like as Rudy Giuliani was the man who not only defended the president as the president's defense lawyer during the special counsel investigation and then during impeachment, he was also the guy who found this information on Hunter Biden. And wasn't just the laptop. It was also he found out what the Bidens were up to, or actually it was Joe Biden who helped make that information public. But Rudy Giuliani pushed, and in his investigation on the Ukraine affair, that's one of the reasons why this is in front of the public, too. And that's one of the reasons why DOJ and the Biden administration is looking to string up Rudy Giuliani, because he helped uncover the corruption of the First Family.
And then there's that, we're talking to Lee Smith, Lee Smith DC on Twitter. There's that incredible interview that Rudy did, I think, the very next day when he went through the experience of the former attorney to the president, former mayor of New York. As you say, Lee, I think he's probably the most famous prosecutor of the modern age. And he says that they had a warrant for his electronics, his phones, his laptops. But he told the agents, once they were scooping everything up, oh, here are the hard drives of Hunter Biden's laptops. You've got to take those because it says electronic devices. And what happened, Lee? The FBI agent said, oh, no, we can't take those. Why would that be? We know why. I'm Sebastian Gorka. So much more to discuss. The books are The Permanent Coup and The Plot Against the President, which is now a movie. The Plot Against the President, made by Amanda Milius, patpmovie.com. Amanda's going to be on the show later. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We are live streaming at rumble.com/SebGorka. Follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. And don't forget the webpage where you can find it all, SebGorka.com. SebGorka.com.
I think it's really sad. We were at the Capitol last week and walking around the empty Capitol and seeing the Capitol Police doing their jobs, but really kind of a pall had been cast over this quiet, empty building that was echoing. Yeah. And this was our United States Capitol.
Yeah, it really was heartbreaking.
It was hard not to cry.
Heartbreak. When Congress is empty, you shouldn't be heartbroken. You should be celebrating. But they don't mind about the barbed wire fence that splits this city in two. That's all, of course, the mental midget Micah and her. Is he a husband? Does he have any male chromosomes? I don't know. He's Joe Scarborough. And they're so sorry for the pall that hangs over the Congress. Yeah, but they're not going to talk about the real tragedy of what's happening in this nation. But I know our guest has an opinion. The Permanent Coup's author, The Plot Against the President's author. Follow him right now, Lee Smith, DC, on Twitter. Lee, I never thought I'd see this. You know, I'm pretty cynical. I've served, you know, I've lived in DC for over a decade. I've served in the Trump White House. But I never thought that conservatives who basically were arrested on trespassing charges, and we don't even know if those are going to stick because some officers invited them into Congress on January the 6th. Lee, people don't realize that the dozens of those people are still in federal custody for trespass since January.
Right. Well, first of all, I just need to say something. I just wanted to correct you briefly, but to your advantage, I don't think you're a cynic at all. I think that, you're greatly optimistic and you're what Ronald Reagan used to call a happy warrior. And that's why people are, including me, that's why we're all big fans of yours, because you're optimistic about our future as Americans. And unfortunately right now, because of stuff like January 6th, a lot of people are not optimistic. A lot of people are pessimistic and they have reason to be down because, yes, I mean, it's shameful. I mean, actually, the best reporting on this has come from our colleague, Julie Kelly, over at American Greatness. And she's been writing about this so superbly, documenting all of it, telling some of the stories of these families who've been ruined. Like the family of this 18-year-old, he's an 18-year-old guy, and he was at the Capitol. I mean, my opinion is if people were found to have broken the law, whether it's misdemeanors or felony offenses, they should be charged with the crimes they're alleged to have committed. the idea of holding people without bail on trespassing charges for now going on 5 months. I mean, this is obscene that this is happening, in the United States. So, yeah, a lot of people are very upset about this. And the other thing that people are right to be concerned about, and Julie talks about this too, is that where are the Republican officials standing up for Republican voters, for Trump supporters? I mean, it's shocking. We all know it's a pretty tough road. I mean, I have to say, reporting on Congressman Devin Nunes and watching Congressman Nunes like walk through the fire and Cash Patel walk through the fire again and again. And these guys got punched and punched, and they kept getting back up and they kept fighting to do the right thing. I mean, I'm surprised right now that no Republicans are looking at Congressman Nunes as an example and seeing like, this is the right thing to do. And the American people need this, not just the people who are being held without bail on trespassing charges, but the American people as a whole need it. Whether those are Trump supporters or not, they need to know that our system works. And when our system doesn't work, people have to stand up and say, what the heck is going on? And they need to know that our elected officials in Washington are standing up for Americans, the rights of Americans, the values of the country, and the future of the country. So, yeah, the January 6th event, I mean, the way I think about it is we've gone from collusion to sedition. These are both made up events. The first was targeting the president and his circle. The second is targeting Trump supporters. I mean, they've expanded Russiagate. They've created another lie, another insane conspiracy theory, now to go after basically half of America, 75 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump. They're now domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
Because this is what people in the press say, because this is what the Biden administration says. Yeah, it's a shameful event.
It's not about trespassing. It's not about rule of law. It's about political right. intimidation and using the most powerful right. tools of the most powerful nation as political weapons. Follow this man on Twitter right now, Lee Smith, D.C. And also, you've got to check out his works. The Permanent Coup is the latest book. And the one before that, which is now a movie, is The Plot Against the President. God bless you, Lee. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And don't forget, Lou Dobbs is going to be on the show. And after a hiatus of more than a month, exclusive interview with Matt Gaetz as well. Plus, your calls, my analysis, and breaking news here on America First. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Another great guy. Great American is Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape, over 51 million sold. But he's a conservative. So they want to destroy him. More than 24 companies boycotting his products. Please support him now. Go straight to the website, mypillow.com. Order whatever you want. And Mike will give you, because you're a friend of mine, up to 66% off. The pillows, the towels, the Egyptian cotton bed sheets, the dog mattresses, the mattress toppers, the pajamas, the incredible new My Slippers. They're all superb. Do it to support Mike and to send a message to the cancel culture fascists on the left. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, it's story time. I've been away. Did you notice? I hope you noticed. I hope you missed me. But I'm back. It was just 2 days. Mark did a great job. Great job. My team, probably a great job too. And, no, they did. And I went to the heart of the beast. Oh, by the way, today, according to Shad, it's what is the anniversary today, Shad?
The anniversary both of
double,
the birth
double anniversary.
Of D.C. as a city. Beforehand, Boo. It was another conglomeration of something. Also the birth of Machiavelli, Nicolai
the
Machiavelli.
Prince, yes. Il Principe. Little connection there. Anniversary of DC's creation and the man who gave us the modern state realpolitik. a man who's got a bad rap, Machiavelli. I don't know. We can discuss later, but now it's story time. Thank you, Chad. So I went on a family reunion to Bend, Oregon, which used to be really conservative. Even the bookstore I went to, owned by a massive lib who recognized me, said, well, actually, you know, this was a mill town. We're really conservative, Steve Down. Not anymore, dude. Not in that town. And my family likes its coffee. Oh, yeah, they like their coffee. So we stopped. They brought me the best cronut I have ever... I mean, you know, I like my donuts. And I had an amazing cronut. Maple, hint of some rum or something. And I said, I'm going there. You got to show me where it is. So my daughter and her beau took me to this cafe the next day. Dudes, will you write this name down, friends? Write it down now. K Vista, please. They need your love and your support, okay? K-E Vista. K-E-V-I-S-T-A. K Vista. They're on Instagram, Twitter, you name it. Why? I went in there. It was heaving. It was full of people having fun with no masks. Not one. Not on the staff. Not on the patrons. In Bend, Oregon. Why? Because there's a sign on the door, which I'm going to read to you right now. Massive letters. Peaceful protest by the owners, staff, and patrons of K Vista against Brown's orders of unequal application under the law by ordering some businesses to close or reduce service without just compensation. So fighting back against the governor. And underneath that is a quote from somebody called John Hummel of the Deschutes County. Okay, so he's the DA of Deschutes County. Quote, but sometimes some things are more important than a blind adherence to the rules. When the people in power have their knees on the throats of the working class of our country, and when pleas for justice and equality not only go unheeded but are mocked, drastic measures have to be taken. Underneath, the next sign. These premises are open to customers only. If you are not a customer and wish to enter the premises, please call the phone number listed below for an appointment. Okay? Okay? So nobody's going there unless you're supporting the business. This establishment follows the Centers for Disease Control protocols for safe interaction in regard to the coronavirus pandemic. This includes frequent hand washing, sanitizing the premises, and respecting physical distancing of 6 feet. We also provide masks to our employees. If you are a government agent conducting an inspection, our management requests that you get a warrant. Oh, I love this. Law enforcement personnel who wish to be customers are welcome. Okay. To the customers and community supporting K Vista Coffee. K Vista Coffee continues to stand steadfast in our dedication to serving our customers and our community in a safe and open way. We understand the concerns raised by the public regarding to the COVID pandemic, and in response, we have developed a comprehensive policy as to our facial covering stance. We must stay open to support our employees and their families, our business and our community. We wish to be considerate as to those members of the public who believe that facial mask usage reduces the possibility of exposure to the coronavirus. Our intention is, and always will be, to operate our business in a manner which is respectful to all the members of our community. Now, here's the last part. I had no idea whether this was a libertarian, radical left-wing establishment, a lot of guys in beanie hats looking kind of cool, but it's a conservative establishment. And I met the owner, Kevin, and I shook his hand. And at the end of the coffee counter, was a giant glass jar with lots of money in it. And I put in some myself. Why? Because K Vista Coffee in Bend, Oregon, because it wants to support its employees and its community, has already been fined $37,000 by the health authorities, by OSHA. But they're not standing down. Where are the other K Vistas? That's what we need in America. We need tens of thousands of Kevins and K Vistas. Support them today and be a little bit more like them, because then we will have our country back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
This is a question of fairness. That's why I oppose biological boys who are trans competing in girl sports in school. It just isn't fair. And we have to protect girl sports in our school. But
we have to protect girls sports in our schools, and it is just not fair to have biological males compete against girls. Who said that? Who said, was that Donald Trump? Was it some raving red hat MAGA supporter? Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah. That was Caitlyn Jenner, who was doorstepped in some parking lot somewhere by TMZ. Those guys are so scuzzy, shoving microphones in people's faces. But he was ready. Massive decathlete. He's not competing as a woman decathlete today because it's not fair. Well done. Well done, Caitlyn Jenner. We approve here on America First. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to John in California, line two. Welcome to America First, John.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. I was just listening to you about K Vista, and there is a little restaurant in Burbank where I live called Tinhorn Flats.
Yes.
And they decided in December that they were not going to abide by the city council, a double shutdown here, and they took their restaurant and served food outside, and boy, did the tyrants come down on them. They shut off their power and then cited them for having no electricity. Then they arrested the owner.
The owner's son.
The owner's son. You're right. The owner's son. Yeah. Yes, that's true. And then they literally put a barricade around the perimeter. They drilled posts into the sidewalk, put a metal barrier, and they have sandbagged the front door of this place.
And I think I saw an interview with the father. I think they have an Armenian name, and likewise they've been fined tens of thousands of dollars. Correct?
Yes, they have. Absolutely, yes. And they just won't bend, but they cannot keep their business open. They just can't keep their business open. Meanwhile, the rest of the city is operating, and now they're allowing people to sit in restaurants, but they will not help this family out. It's absurd.
So are they physically incapable because of what the authorities have done? Can people no longer get into the restaurant?
It is impossible. There is 3 or 4 feet of sandbag, as if there was going to be a flood in downtown Burbank. House, you cannot get in. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Stay on the line, John. Thank you for reminding us. We have to get that restaurant owner or his son on the show. Let me share with you what happened today. I got a text and then a call out of the blue from one of the firefighters I met with in the Tenderloin in San Francisco last week, who was so kind to me. And we talked about various things. He just wanted to run something by me. Then he said this to me, and I will never forget it. He said, "I'm never afraid to get in trouble for doing the right thing. I'm never afraid to get in trouble for doing the right thing." Is that your motto? Because it's mine. It should be America's. This is America First.